my fellow Americans. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
Darkness at the break of noon, shadows even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipse both the sun and moon. To understand, you know too soon, there is no sense in trying.
Paul covered the back of his head so that he wouldn't be burned, and Patty covered herself with the coat she was carrying. They knew how to duck and cover. They acted right away when the flash came.
Pointed threats that bluff for scorn, suicide remarks are torn from the fool's gold mouthpiece, the hollow horn plays wasted words, proves to warn that he not busy being born, is busy dying.
Here they are on their way to school on a beautiful spring day. No matter where they go or what they do, they always try to remember what to do if the atom bomb explodes right then.
Temptation's page flies out the door. You follow, find yourself at war. Watch waterfalls of pity roar. You feel the moan, but unlike before, you discover that you just be one more person crying.
Tony knows a bomb can explode any time of the year, day or night. He's ready for it. Duck and cover. Atta boy, Tony. That flash means act fast.
So don't fear if you hear a foreign sound in your ear. Well, it's alright, Mom. I'm only sighing.
That offer was there, that the United States would stop its bombardment of North Vietnam when that would lead promptly to productive discussion, and that we would assume that North Vietnam would not take military advantage of our strength.
As some won victory, some downfall, private reasons, great or small, can be seen in the eyes of those that call to make all that should be killed to crawl, while others say don't hate nothing at all except hatred.
A nation that has already suffered 20 years of warfare will suffer once again, and the war will go on.
Disillusioned words like bullets bark as human gods aim for their mark. Make everything from toy guns that spark to flesh-colored Christ that glow in the dark. It's easy to see without looking too far that not much is really sacred.
I welcome this kind of examination because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
While preachers preach of evil fate, teachers teach that knowledge waits can lead to $100 plates. Goodness hides behind its gates, but even the President of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked.
I shall resign the presidency effective as noon tomorrow. I regret deeply any injuries may have been done in the course of the events that led to this decision.
While the rules of the road have been lodged, it's only people's games. You gotta die.
Full, free, and absolute pardon under Richard Nixon.
Well, it's all right, Ma.
For all offenses against the United States,
I can make it.
Which he has committed or may have committed.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. And there is very grave danger from increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment.
Advertising signs, they come, and you into thinking you're the one that could do what's never been done, that could win what's never been won. Meantime, life outside goes on all around you.
A grave situation in Iran, where our embassy has been seized and more than 60 American citizens continue to be held as hostages.
You lose yourself, you reappear, you suddenly find you got nothing to fear. Alone you stand with nobody near, when a distant trembling voice unclear startles your sleeping ears to hear that somebody thinks they've really found you.
I've always felt the
questioning your nerves is lit. Yet you know that there's no answer fit to satisfy, assure you not to quit. Keep it in your mind and not forget that it is not he or she or them or it you belong to.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world where the United Nations is poised to fulfill the historic vision of its founders.
And while the masters make the rules for the wise men and the fool,
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Well, I've got nothing, ma, to live up to.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations.
Those weapons of mass destruction gotta be somewhere.
Obey authority that they do not respect in any degree, who despise their jobs, their destiny, speak jealously of them that are free, do what they do just to be nothing more than something they invest in.
He told us the operatives had been instructed to ensure that the explosives went off at a point that was high enough to prevent people trapped above from escaping.
While some on principles baptize, choose trick party platform ties, social clubs and drag disguises, outsiders they can freely criticize, tell nothing except who to idolize, and say God bless him.
Giving up some freedom of action, binding ourselves to international rules, over the long term enhances our security.
While one who sings with his tongue on fire gargles in the rat race choir, bit out of shape from society's pliers, cares not to come up any higher, rather get you down in the hole that he's in.
On the Russia investigation, are you concerned that you may have...
I'm not concerned about anything, but you may have a Russian investigation because it's a hoax. Are you... That's enough. Put down the mic.
Though I mean no harm, no put fault on anyone who lives in a vault.
We will make America great again.
Well, it's all right, Ma, if I can't please him.
I want to assure the American people that we're doing everything we can each day to confront and ultimately defeat this horrible, invisible enemy. We're at war. In a true sense, we're at war. And we're fighting an invisible enemy. Think of that. We're working urgently with Congress on legislation to support the millions of workers, small businesses, and industries who've been hit hard by the virus through no fault of their own. And you will see our economy skyrocket once this is over. I think it's going to skyrocket.
Old lady judges watch people in pairs, limited in sex they dare, push fake morals and stalt and stare, while money doesn't talk, it swears. Obscenity, who really cares? Propaganda, all is phony.
I'm glad that this team and me are here for this horrible thing. A number of people have said it, and I feel it, actually. I'm a wartime president. This is a war. This is a war. Different kind of a war than we've ever had.
While them that defend what they cannot see, where the killers ride security, blows the minds most bitterly. For them to think dishonesty won't fall upon them naturally. Life sometimes must sure get lonely.
And I want to encourage everyone to keep following our guidelines on social distancing, avoiding large gatherings, and hand washing, and all of the other things that everybody knows they're supposed to be doing.
My eyes collide head on with stuffed graveyards, false schools I scuff at pettiness, which plays so rough. Walk upside down inside handcuffs, kick my legs, crash it off, say okay, I've had enough. What else can you show me?
I've been watching them bring in trailer trucks, even freezer trucks.
Nothing.
Freezer trucks. Because they can't handle the bodies. There's so many of them.
And if my thought dreams could be seen, they'd probably put my head in a guillotine.
We're at war with COVID-19. We're at war with terrorists. We are at war with the...
Well, it's all right,
Mom. The United States military will not penetrate this country. Will not get past Jump Street. Not going to come in here and kill additional Americans.
It's life and life only.
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us? What could be more alien to the universal aspirations of our peoples than war and the threat of war?